You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my cherished ducklings. It is so good to see you. I have been, as you can tell from my voice, I was out for a couple of weeks. I went to New York City. Well, I go there a lot because I partially live there. And I went to St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue. And I saw a new mural, which is called What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And it's done by an artist named Adam Svijanovic, Svijanovic. And if you haven't heard of him before, you're going to be hearing a lot more of him now. You have to go see it. Also, he's my ex-husband, but that doesn't matter. We're still best friends. Anyway, I'm so happy to see you guys. And as you can tell, I'm still not quite over my pneumonia. Shouldn't have reminded myself. But if you've looked outside tonight, which I hope you have, or last night too, there is what's called a hunter's moon or harvest moon. Remember that song? Shine on, harvest moon up in the sky. You probably don't remember that song because it was written in 1899. But if you do, kudos to you and let me know what vitamins you're taking. Hold on a second. So it's also known as a super moon too tonight. Which is just like a regular moon, except more expensive. As you might have noticed, my hairdresser and I had a little chat. And while normally I have long blonde hair, you notice it's a little darker and a lot shorter because we talked and she decided that for, you know, fall and winter, we'd go for a look that's, how can I put this? Oh, unpopular. No, kidding. A lot easier to take care of. And you are easier to take care of, which is why I'm here. By the way, I'm about to tell you what the harvest supermoon means, but I have to give credit where credit is due. I called my BFF, one of my darling BFFs, Elizabeth Grace, which is Elizabeth with an S. And you can find her at elizabethgrace.com. She's my external brain for all things astrology. I'm good, but she's best. And so the supermoon is in Aries. When the moon is in Aries, we're kind of lit up with a very I am energy, very individualistic, very proactive. However, because it's a full moon, it is the opposite of where the sun is, which is Libra. Sun, I can say it. I sound like a 12-year-old, his voice is breaking, 12-year-old boy. Okay, so the opposites, Libra and Aries, mean that it's a really interesting day to define yourself within relationship. So if you're in a relationship where you're getting a little too codependent, it's a good day to sort of redefine yourself. If you're in a relationship where you're not codependent enough, wait, that's not what I was trying to say. Anyway, it's a good day to sort of define your boundaries, but also honor your relationship. And also, Elizabeth says that it's a very chop wood and carry water kind of day, which means paying attention to the small everyday details, doing them with love and attention will really pay off in a big way, especially if one of those details is to go buy a lottery ticket. But if you do, and you did it because you're watching this show, remember, friends share it with friends. Okay, so where are we? We're about to do the tarot psychic weather. Yay, thousands cheer. As we all know, it's just like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. And I'm going to choose, or I already chose, I picked them as I was speaking, three cards, which are for the next week, today, for the next couple of days, and then like the weekend-ish, and then the next couple of days until it's Wednesday again, and we'd start all over again. Woohoo! In an existential wheel of creating and destroying. Okay, so the first part of the week today, this is, I love this card. It is, whoops, can you see? I just realized I'm in the sort of the blur thing here. I don't know how to get out of that. It's the Lover's card. I'll just tell you. The Lover's card is wonderful because obviously it means that if you're looking for a romantic prospect, there's probably one in sight. If you're looking to build a partnership of any kind, this is a good time to communicate with that person. I'm entering into a business partnership with somebody soon, and I'm very excited about that. Stay tuned for details because it's going to be very exciting for you guys, I hope. Now, after that, we have the Three of Pentacles, which I hope you can see. Can you see that? Whoops. I've been doing this for years, and I never get it right. There, Three of Pentacles. Ta-da! Close enough. Close enough for jazz. If anybody could tell me how to get rid of the blurred background, I'd be very grateful. Three of Cups is a celebration. I often think of it as the engagement card, but it's also sort of a party celebrating a joyous occasion. Sometimes it's a baby shower card. Sometimes it's just celebrating with your friends somebody's recent achievement, usually having to do with home and family, but not always. But I think in this case, yes. The Chariot card, finally. I'm going to try and see if we can get this one in focus. There, close enough. Have I got it, Dave? How are we doing? Ah, there. Chariot card. It's a chariot pulled by a black sphinx and a white sphinx, pulling in perfect harmony. Ebony and ivory. And what this means is a successful venture that combines business and creativity, often a woman-led business. I often get this when somebody is either working for a woman or working in partnership with a woman or is, in fact, an actual woman like me and you, or a trans woman, which is fine, too. Anyway, so those are our cards. It means that this is a very good week, starting out with the Lovers. And then the Three of Pentacles, I'm sorry, because I'm a little out of it, the Three of Pentacles often means a business commitment as well. Forgive me. I just got out of the hospital yesterday, so sure, but I'm sure it'd be fine. All right, my dears, because I think I've got a puka in my house, which is a mischievous Irish ghost, because I'm half mischievous Irish, half mischievous, not Irish. I came down and the thing that holds my camera up had vanished. So it's held up by tape. So Dave, if I have a caller, you're going to have to tell me because I can't see my screen. Hmm? What do you... okay. Oh, Pam. Hi, Pam. I thought Dave was saying, I am. And I'm like, I know you are, Dave, but what am I? Pam, welcome, my dear. And thank you for not minding the squeaky voice. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I like to connect people through their birthdays. So what day is your birthday, please?
It's 12/13/69.
Oh, cool. Let's see, 59. So... you're a Sagittarius, which is great. I love Sagittariuses. Do you get in trouble sometimes for being a little too honest than people are ready to deal with?
Yes, I do.
That's not just Sag. I think it's just you all the way through. I can tell you've got a really good character. And a conscience, which is an expensive luxury these days. So how can I help you, my darling?
Actually, I have a scan coming up the end of this month, and I just wanted to know if it would be clear or not.
Okay, you have a what coming up? Didn't quite hear you.
I have a PET scan coming up at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Just so you know, legally I have to say this is for entertainment purposes only, but let me just see what I'm getting. So under that, if I say that, I can tell you what I get, which is... Actually, there might be a little something there, but I'm not. Honestly, I think you're going to come home and pour yourself a big glass of champagne and toast your family. I think you're going to be fine.
That would be great.
Yeah, the only tiny thing I'm getting is you might have like something completely non-toxic and non-malignant, just like a little cyst or something, if that makes sense. Honestly, that's the only thing I see coming up. So having gotten that, and I'm serious. I would tell you if I got otherwise. I started out as a medical intuitive. Is there anything else I can help you with? Kids? Relationship?
No, that's what I was wanting. I was just wanting to know that. I've been worrying about it, so.
Take a deep breath, connect to your higher power, hand it over to your higher power with the intention of, like, you take this. I'm just going to wait here for the good news and relax. You're going to be fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my love. I'm so glad you called. Take care.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, we have a lot of time now. That was fun. I really, it's funny because for medical stuff, I often, again, entertainment purposes only, but I will get like a picture. And that was a very nice picture to get, very clear. So I'm sitting here like a lovesick teenager, staring at my phone, waiting for your call. Meanwhile, let's pick another card to see what the sort of meta energy, the all over energy is. Oh, that's nice. I love that. Look at the Four of Wands. And the Four of Wands, can we see this? It's a very pretty card. What, dear? Oh, Gwen. Okay, I'll just say the Four of Wands is a wonderful card, and it means that this is also going to be a very good time at home and in relationships this week. You're going to see a lot of coming together. Gwen, I love that name. Hi, Gwen. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Amherst, Massachusetts.
Oh, cool. Great town. I love Amherst. Massachusetts. Got a mass hole in the house. Awesome. What day's your birthday, my angel?
August 17th.
Oh, great day. I think that was Mae West's birthday. Movie star from the last century. Yeah. Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just wondering a lot about, you know, what my child is coming to me in like, I guess, in this year or maybe the year after.
Oh, are you asking if you're going to have a child?
No, if she's going to come back to me, if I'm going to get her back in my life as opposed to.
Gotcha. Right. I totally get what you're saying. It's funny because I got her very strong. I'm glad you clarified that because I'm like, I'm getting a really strong presence of an already here girl.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing. If you can get like a 6-month chip or something like that, keep doing everything you're doing for the best. Stay on the track you're on. I'm going to say there's a lot of complications here, but mostly it comes down to there's some conditions that for better, for worse, doesn't matter why, some conditions you've been asked to meet. And the only thing is that just meet those conditions. And I think you have her back in about 6 months. And I think you keep in very good touch with her. Because I'm getting the feeling that she really knows that you love her. And you guys are like two peas in a pod. I mean, you really love each other. I mean, moms and kids always love each other. But you guys really love each other. You have a special bond. Am I right?
Yeah, she's a couple months old.
Okay. You'll get her back before she's, I'm going to say before she's 14 months old. And I think when special, when
amazing.
I say keep in touch, and I mean that, just keep doing what you're doing and don't pay attention to anything else. If anybody tries to tempt you out of whatever, just say no, keep your eye on the prize, and she's the prize. She's a beautiful little girl, too. Is she named after somebody? Yeah, I mean, she's beautiful. And I usually don't say that, but babies all look like meatloaf to me. But this is a very pretty baby. Right. Beautiful eyes. She's got those Bambi lashes. And
yeah, she's got a beautiful eyes. She sure does. She's got eyes like her father, which I'm hoping that we stay strong together also through the tribulations that we're having. I don't want any of this to tear us apart.
Well, as somebody, you know, I'm all for getting all the help you can get, whether it's 12-step program or if, you know, times are tight for everybody now. So if you can afford therapy, that's great. But if not, you know, church, synagogue, whatever.
No. I'm meaning like the father and I staying together to do this
that's
together.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm just saying working together and getting some outside help to help you stay strong together.
I was thinking of that. Lately.
He's a big cutie pie too. Sorry, that slipped out before I meant to say it, but good looking couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he really does love you. I think both of you have very strong personalities. Is that true?
Yes, we do.
You're kind of both forces of nature. And so sometimes forces of nature have to learn to just kind of stop and breathe in and count to 10. And
yeah.
Am I right? And maybe stay away from, you know,
stay away from what?
Stay away from anything that can change your mood for right now for about 6 months. Just even if it seems but I think you guys,
my outside influences.
Yeah, really. The most important thing is to get that gorgeous little girl back because she's darling. And as you grow up together, you'll see you guys have a really special bond. We really do.
I was always afraid to have a girl. I never wanted a girl. My older sons are in their 20s. And then I have a brand new little girl. But I was always terrified to have a little girl. And
you know, I've got three older brothers and a sister who I found later. But long story. But as somebody, and I'm a lot younger than my brothers, my mom was so terrified. She was like, I don't know what to do. We had so much fun together. And my brothers were so wonderful. Yeah. And her brothers will totally take care of her. I had the best brothers ever. And she will too. I know she's got a beautiful name too. Does she have kind of an old fashioned name? I want to say.
Tessa Jean.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I love that name. Oh, you did so well. And what day is her birthday so I can tune in on her?
June 25.
Oh, that's nice. It's funny. That was my grandmother's birthday, and she was the first spirit guide who got in touch with me. That's a very powerful day. And I've noticed
My dad's the 23rd. And I always wonder, because he's passed away, I always wondered, if he had anything to say or if he was he thought it was cool that it was around the same time.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you're right. You know, you've got very, very good intuition. I would trust it. Just what I want you to do most is really take care of yourself. Keep yourself focused on the good path right in front of you. Meet every condition anybody gives you. And just tune out bad influences, because something, it seems like it might be a fun time. As we say in a program that I'm in, it's like think the drink through. So in your case, maybe think the experience through. Is it going to be worth it? Because I know that you love a good time. I do too. But sometimes we have to just kind of keep our eyes on the road ahead of us. Because I know you're going to get her back. And I so want to hear later on, in 6 months, how you're doing, because she's a really special girl. I mean, she was a big surprise, right?
I was worried about housing and what I was going to do, but I feel a little bit more settled now. And I feel in my heart that in the future, because I'm so uncertain about it a lot of the time, but also I do have a feeling that the housing is just going to be just fine.
I really think, you know, in this country, I can't remember what country proverb this is. It says, baby brings its own money, baby brings its own luck. I really feel that Tessa Dean is bringing her own luck and bringing you money and bringing safe housing. And I just, you know, just keep connected to your higher power, whatever you feel it is, and stay focused.
And that, yeah, that she'll bring the with the housing and stuff.
I think so. You can also get in touch. You know, this is what our representatives are here for. You can get in touch with your local representatives. Just look them up and ask what's available. That's, we forget, we think like, oh, senator, congressman, representative, but they're here to help
us.
And there's, you qualify, okay. I'm gonna guess you qualify for a couple of different kinds of housing and support.
Yeah.
And use it for everything. Use the government while we still have it.
Right.
All right, my love. Well, it was great talking to you. Huge hugs. And let me know how you and your darling little girl are doing. And you know what? Keep
yes.
up your artistic
tell mom
stuff.
I love her.
Oh, I will. All right, sweetheart.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, love. Be good. I'm Perry Lyons. This is Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic. We're on A1R Radio and Moonstruck TV. And I'm going to ask my producer, Dave, how much time do we have? Okay. Do we have time for another caller or shall Okay, in that case, I'm going to just talk to you guys a little about what I've been learning over the past. There's been a lot of downloads in the past few months for a lot of us light workers, healers, empaths. And one big download I've gotten is let's not let fear get on top of us. Fear, you know, how can I put this? I believe that love and truth always win. And I believe that if every day we get up and we turn our lives over to love, we ask our truth, higher power, or love, what the day holds for us, how can we be the best version of ourselves that we'll stay attuned to that love and that truth and that higher self? Even if you're an agnostic, you're an atheist, you're a pagan, we all want the same thing. And what we all want is love, truth, justice, for everybody we love to be safe, for people who need food to have food, for people to be in our society to be taken care of. And I know this is a time when a lot of us are scared, but just keep your faith. Keep sight of love, keep sight of truth. And keep your faith in our fellow human beings. Because sometimes I know people get a little grumpy right now. People are not maybe as nice as they used to be. But that's just their fear talking. And if we can look past their fear and have compassion for it, and have compassion for the fact that every one of us is a beautiful, perfect creation. Somewhere under there. It's like the old story about the two little boys who were shoveling horse manure out in a barn. And there was this one little boy, he was shoveling a huge pile of horse manure and he was whistling and happy and singing. And his friends were like, why are you so happy? You're shoveling horse poop. He said, well, I know, but with all this poop, there's gotta be a pony in there somewhere. So just know that there's a pony in there somewhere and know that this is a very lucky time coming up for us, for you and for me and for everybody who happens to be watching this. So take a moment, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and connect to a feeling of love, whether it's for a pet or a person or something you hold sacred. Take a moment and just connect with that love. And now beam it outwards, because the more you beam it out, the more you get back in return. And that's it. I'm Perry Lyons. I love you. The color looks great on you. And come back next week. We have a lot of great surprises coming up next week. I'm Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Perry Lyons, P-E-R-I-L-Y-O-N-S, New York City Celebrity Psychic. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me everywhere. I'm on Instagram. So come say hi. And we've got a really exciting project to announce in the next couple of weeks, which is all about intuition with integrity. That's all I can say. But it's about sharing our knowledge of all the stuff we've learned about being psychic, about being spiritual, about being mediumistic, to teach you in a safe way that's completely in the light, completely understandable. And I think will really, really help and heal and happy you up. There you go. All right, my dears. Come back next week. Take care. I'm Perry Lyons.